Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Hoarding, holding, and letting go. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, 1 Timothy 6:10. 1 Timothy 6:10 certainly would sound more appealing if it read, "The lack of money is the root of all evil," or "Money is the root of all evil." But notice the correct rendering of the verse. The problem does not rest in having money, but in the attitude you have toward money. The proper use of your assets begins with the proper attitude, as G. Campbell Morgan explains. Walk with G. Campbell Morgan, an English Bible teacher who traveled extensively in the late 1800s to early 1900s. Love of money. Perhaps the word which best conveys the thought is the word avarice. Love of money hoards and holds. It is indeed the root of all evil. It dries up the springs of compassion in the soul. It lowers the whole standard of morality. It is the inspiration of all the basest things, even covetousness. For if there may be covetousness without love of money, there is never love of money without covetousness. Avarice is often created by prosperity and the consequent possession of money. It is often powerfully present in the lives of those who are devoid of wealth. It is wholly material, the result of a wrong conception of life, due to forgetfulness of the fact that a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. Luke 12:15. Today's New Testament reading is 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 2b through 10.
These are the things you ought to teach and insist on. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not agree to the sound instruction of our Lord Jesus Christ and to godly teaching, they are conceited and understand nothing. They have an unhealthy interest in controversies and quarrels about words that result in envy, strife, malicious talk, evil suspicions, and constant friction between people of corrupt mind, who have been robbed of the truth, and who think that godliness is a means to financial gain. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
There is good news for those with humble means. Regardless of your net worth, God wants you to be rich. Ah, but rich in assets that time cannot tarnish and inflation cannot destroy. Rich in the assets of righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. 1 Timothy 6:11. You may possess vast earthly treasures yet live like a pauper by the one standard that counts for eternity, God's standard. Loving God versus loving gold, there's a wealth of difference between the two. And you can't afford to make the wrong choice.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.